This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Part of our Community Connect podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio today Marion Green, who's the Catholic Development Fund Manager for the Catholic Diocese of Hamilton. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, hey, look, lovely to have you here with us as well today. And so we thought this would be a really great opportunity to have a chat about the Catholic Development Fund and how it evolved. And then also to a little bit about, okay, well, what does this mean? And, you know, who maybe can be eligible to apply for some support through the fund, but also too for any potential investors out there, you know, how they can actually support by providing some investment into the fund itself. So Marion, maybe if you just want to give us a bit of an overview of how this fund all came about, a little bit of the history, and then also too, just start looking at the, you know, what is the aim of the fund?
Sure. So the Catholic Development Fund, or the CDF as it's commonly referred to.
That's a lot easier, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an entity within the Catholic Diocese of Hamilton. It's governed by the Catholic Bishop of Hamilton, and so it comes under his umbrella. The CDF has lots of purposes and aims, and currently generates 60% of the funding required to operate the diocese, which is, as you can imagine, a lot of expenses are involved in running the diocese. So that includes the CDF making an annual financial distribution to the bishop to enable him to undertake his pastoral works, which includes education, religious and charitable objectives within the diocese, and it covers things like the employment of his pastoral team, who are based at the Chanel Centre here in Hamilton. It provides finance to schools and parishes so that they can undertake projects, new classrooms, upgrades, maintenance, so that they don't have to borrow from financial institutions at commercial rates.
Because just on that, so they don't get all of their funding through government. They'd get a little bit of funding through the Ministry of Education?
Yes, because Catholic schools are semi-integrated. Mm. So they do get some funding from the government, but it's never enough, of course.
No, so obviously they do have to find their own funds to...
Yes, and the Catholic schools are very full with waiting lists, so new classrooms, new schools are even being built, so always needing more and more funding to enable that. So the overall aim of the CDF is to support the bishop and the diocese in general. Some people may not realise, but the Catholic Diocese of Hamilton was originally part of the Diocese of Auckland, and only 45 years ago, the Hamilton Diocese was formed.
It's one of the questions I was actually going to ask, is what is the catchment? Is it, it's more than Hamilton, is it? It's
yes,
the greater Waikato or whatever it might be?
Yes, it goes from basically the Bombays right down to Gisborne.
Oh, wow.
And across. So it's a large diocese geographically.
Yeah. Does it also include Taranaki, or is it cut above that area?
No, that comes into Wellington.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. So 45 years ago, they decided that the then Diocese of Auckland was too large, and they created a new diocese, being the Diocese of Hamilton. So the founding bishop of the diocese was Bishop Edward Gaines. And he came to Hamilton and was at first running the diocese out of his home. There was no building, no office, no centre. So he was running it on the smell of an oily rag. And he had no physical office, and so essentially worked off his dining room table and out of the boot of his car. He was very, very ably assisted by a lovely woman called Val Milden, and she and he built it from the ground up, essentially. In 1981, he formed the Diocesan Development Fund. True to its name, it was to develop the diocese, to try and raise funds for the operation of this new entity. So he reached out to local parishioners, who not only donated to the cause, but also offered their labour and services free of charge, so that he could develop the diocese and its buildings and fulfil all its needs. The name of the fund was changed to the Catholic Development Fund in 2001 to better reflect its Catholic identity and its ability to respond to the diocese's needs.
Right.
So quite a big task.
Mm, yeah, definitely. You can just imagine it, you know, I suppose over COVID times, yes, we all sat around the dining table trying to work, but probably wouldn't have even had computers back in the day, would they?
No, nothing.
No.
And no one knew him, and he didn't know how things worked, and he had to get his head around all that and then bring the people together because they were used to being part of Auckland. But I think the new identity, being local and being our diocese, brought people together. So
yeah, it's probably a little bit like how still the ongoing argument about wanting to have our own anniversary day rather than being part of Auckland anniversary.
Yes,
indeed. And actually, I think isn't there a primary school down in Tokoroa named after the bishop?
Yes, there is.
Yeah,
that should be a good game.
As soon as you said that, I went,
yes,
that sounds familiar.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But the diocese is growing all the time. About 3 years ago, we built a brand new school in Papamoa. Suzanne Albert, and they've now been adding to that school. It has just been so welcomed and so popular. And as I said, the local schools in Hamilton all have waiting lists.
It's a good problem to have, probably.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's lovely. And we just wish we could just have a bit more money to build more, make them bigger and take on more children.
Yes, and then because sometimes you've also got the challenge with, like, footprint. I think about Sacred Heart Girls College here in Hamilton, there's not really a lot of room for them to expand, is there?
No, there
apart
isn't.
From going up.
That's right, it's quite a small site. They don't have much in the way of grounds. So they use, the hockey fields across the road, hockey turfs, and, you know, they could do with being on a different site, really.
So, again, I suppose a good challenge to have, you know, where some areas have probably had roles reducing. They've obviously got full capacity.
Yes, it is lovely to see that there's so many families wanting their children to have faith-based education. And the cost of it is almost, you know, it's negligent, really. Negligible, if you look at private schooling for other denominations and things like that. Yeah, it's like, I know there's other Christian schools in Hamilton and things, but they are very expensive. So the church prides itself on being able to offer value-based education at low cost.
Right, so it's obviously one of the added benefits of having the Catholic Development Fund to be able to support that forward.
That's right. So the schools can borrow from us and the parishes too to keep their buildings upgraded, and perhaps you might see if you drive around town there's a new Catholic centre being erected at the moment right next to the St Mary's Cathedral in Hamilton East.
Oh, is that at sort of Grey Street there?
Yes.
Where, Anzac Parade.
That's right, straight ahead of you as you're sitting at the lights.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful new centre because the other one was almost falling down. And it's designed, because it can be now, that it's going to have meeting rooms and lovely places where people can go after they've been to church, or if they've had a funeral in the church, they can go across and use the lounge over there. And, you know, it's bringing people together.
Actually, just, I know this is an aside, but will the rooms be available for other community groups to hire at any stage?
Yes, I'm sure it would be, yes.
Because there's a real need for more space for groups to hire. We quite often get a lot of groups contacting us saying, do you know of anywhere we can hire any rooms and things like that, you know,
yes,
whether it's meetings or workshops or some sort of training session.
Yes, that's not going to cost them an arm and a leg.
That is true. Yes, indeed. Oh, that's good to know. And so when do they expect that to be completed?
It's really well underway. It's not far from being opened, probably, I would say, in the next month or so.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's great to know. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Very good. So what are sort of some of the projects or initiatives, apart from, you know, funding, you know, the diocese and the schools, are there any other sort of projects or initiatives that you can sort of share with us around, you know, what the fund's been used for?
Yes. The CDF is very proud to be involved in a number of initiatives and sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
So some examples are the annual pro-life essay competition for secondary school pupils, where there's a nice little monetary prize as an incentive. We've got some really good results from that. The quarterly diocesan magazine, Ke Te Kororo, which is circulated within the Waikato, the loans and to schools and parishes, as we mentioned, and also community events, such as we have an annual family weekend where families register, they come to a venue, children are looked after, cared for, and the parents get some quality time, and they do marriage enrichment and relationship enrichment, and you know, it just gives the parents a bit of a break. The kids run through lots of fun activities, they make new friends, and we have families who come every year, and it's like a bit of a reunion, and they spend time together.
Great. Sounds like a little bit of like respite care.
Yes. We also have a youth team within our pastoral team, and they run youth events twice a year, and they have great uptake on that. And there's music and camaraderie, and again, lots of people come more than once, and they meet up with their friends again. And it's divided into two different age groups to keep it age appropriate.
And where do you hold those? Are they mainly Hamilton-based, or do you hold them across the whole diocese?
We move them around a little bit, yeah. So they are held sometimes in the Bay of Plenty, for example, when it's summertime and it's a lovely venue. Also, just this past Saturday, our Chanel Centre pastoral team hosted their annual community dinner. That's the fourth one they've done. This is open to anyone who's a member of the homeless community and runs for an entire day. There are about 80 people who came along, and what they're offered on that day is the opportunity to have a nice hot shower, have a haircut. We have four barbers in doing haircuts for people. They can select free warm clothing that's all been donated. There's blankets and sleeping bags for them to take away, and generally enjoy a day of warmth and friendship. We have games tables set up. There's continuous tea and coffee and nibbles. And then it's finished with a three-course meal served by the staff. And it really is rather delicious. And they then go away with a nice well-being bag, which contains shower gel,
toiletries,
toothpaste,
and stuff like
that sort of thing, and a few snacks and stuff for them to take away. And it's really, really popular, and they look forward to it. And our pastoral team knows who to reach out to. And
yeah, because that's always the thing, isn't it? It's not as if you're going to be putting a letter in their flyer in their letterbox or anything, isn't it?
No, that's right.
It's,
yeah.
You know, how do you actually reach out to them? But obviously you've got a team that's sort of keeping in contact, I suppose.
Yeah, they're very much in touch with where the needy tend to be, and they often just visit them casually and chat to them. They do actually know quite a few of them by name. And we have people coming along and crying afterwards, they haven't had a haircut for a year, you know, and just to have that nice warm feeling.
Yeah, and it's very sad, isn't it, that, you know, we have got, you know, such, I suppose, started to become a bit of an epidemic around homelessness across all of Aotearoa. So it's warming and reassuring to hear that there are, you know, different groups out there that are trying to provide that support. And, you know, as you say, just, you know, just feeling like they're being human again by having a haircut, or having a warm shower, or maybe getting a supply of toiletries, which we all just take for granted.
That's right. And they love coming together too, and they make new friends sometimes. Mm-hmm. And people bring their children. We you know, that's not a problem. We offer food and warmth and whatever we can. It's our way of doing our small bit.
Yep.
And they do a similar event around Christmas time as well.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's lovely to hear. And obviously the fund goes towards, you know, helping to contribute towards those costs.
That's right. So the fund, the distribution that we make, the CDF makes to the bishop every year, is to fund that pastoral team.
Right.
And so this comes under that. Oh, yes, right. Definitely.
Good to know. All right. Thank you for that. And your youth team, if I can just go back to that. So so you've got a group of young people who obviously oversee those couple of different gatherings, I suppose, that they have on each year. So it's all youth-based led.
Yes, that part of the pastoral team just centres on youth, up to about 30 age group. So they split them, I think it's up to 20 and then 20 to 30, just to make it a little bit more relevant.
Yeah.
Also in that team we have someone who runs all of our communications and reaches out to parishes who need a bit of a hand with promoting their activities. They have a manager who oversees the team, and she's a very experienced person at bringing people together from her background. And she's currently making a film, actually, which will be released later in the year. We have someone on there who's a specialist photographer who loves to go and take photographs at these events and help people enjoy that part of it. They do the magazine, as I discussed. They've actually just employed a new person of faith, of more on the faith side of it. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to facilitate speakers to come in, and these events are all open to anyone. If you look on the website, which I'll address later, they can access those and just come along. They're free of charge. Had some inspirational speakers talk about not just Catholicism, but Christianity and kindness and how to treat mankind, and because the world sometimes moves away from that at a rapid speed.
I think it's definitely demonstrated that over the last few years more than ever. And I suppose apart from the website, we've got social media as well.
Definitely. There's a Facebook page for the diocese. The CDF doesn't have its own Facebook page, but it does have its own website.
Right.
www.cdfhamilton.org.nz.
Oh, that's an easy one to remember.
Yes. And otherwise, we are based at the moment in the Chanel Centre at 51 Grey Street.
That's the far end towards Cobham Drive, isn't it?
Yes, I still refer to it as Cobham Drive too. And we are open 8:30 to 5 every day. People can just drop in and ask us about what they need. We often have people drop in and say, you know, I have got this far. I'm trying to get to Tauranga. I have run out of petrol. And we'll try and help them, direct them to the right place if we can't help them directly. Yep. Sometimes we just have people come in that are just hungry, want to use the bathrooms. You know, we're very there to help people.
Accommodating where you possibly can.
That's right. Yeah. And we are actually moving to a new building, which will be down opposite Sacred Heart College. That's underway at the moment. Probably going to be moving in there about March next year. The building we're in at the moment is not fit for purpose at all. It's old and cold and cramped.
I bet it's been quite cold the last few weeks, all these lovely frosty mornings we've been having.
Yeah, that's right. And we're very excited to be able to make that a welcoming space for people to come as well.
Yep. Oh, good. And obviously the Development Fund does help in that sense as well, doesn't it,
I suppose? Absolutely, yes. Yeah. We're very fortunate. We do have some people who generously have donated to building costs. We don't have much surplus money to do these things. The land was gifted, and so, done on the smell of an oily rag, but it's a building that's going to be hopefully there for the foreseeable 50, 60, 70 years, so that they're trying to get it right this time around.
So sort of future-proof it.
That's right.
And I suppose it's going to be in a little more centralised location too, isn't it, forward?
Yes, and in the Catholic hub there, so you've got Marian School, you've got Sacred Heart across the road, we're right next to Marian, and then, of course, the cathedral just around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. All right. So it sounds like lots of different initiatives the fund does help, I suppose, make happen, isn't it, really, and all the services that you do provide out there.
That's the idea, that we get involved. It's not a profit. We're not for profit. So, of course, we're just trying to raise funds to keep the initiatives going and grow as well and welcome more people.
And I suppose, have you found, you know, over the last sort of 5 years or so that the number of people looking for support has increased?
Absolutely, yeah. People are a bit lost at times, you know, and I think they're looking for a connection, and they don't know sometimes where to go, how to reach out. So we try to lift our profile, let people know that we're there, and they can come to us for help, even if it's just to talk. You know, we do have a priest in our office. If they just want to talk to someone, they're confused, they're lost, they don't know where to go next, their situation might be desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And we are connected to lots of other organisations where we can direct them for help. We have Catholic services for budgeting. We have Catholic services for mums who have children and they need a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to spread ourselves as wide as we can so that we're helping as many people as possible.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing is that, you know, the need is getting greater. You know, there just seems to be so many more people out there with, you know, really sad stories, I suppose, and, you know, just, you know, the whole, I suppose, economic recession that we're in at the moment as well is making it so much harder for people to be able to put food on the table, or
that's right.
Or have lost their jobs, and you know, we've talked about the homelessness, and you know, probably young people with, you know, having a family and maybe just don't have those support mechanisms around them, like, you know, feeling a bit old here, but like we used to do back in the day. Mm. We seemed to have more family connections, didn't we, than and community connections as well. So it's great to see that you know, the Catholic Diocese is still being able to try and provide that support for people where they can.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the pastoral work that we try to do. And, you know, the economic climate is tough on those who are employed, let alone those who don't have a home or don't have a job and who sometimes has trying to feed children and, you know, look after their health and well-being as well.
That's right. And when we know, we sort of, it's well publicised how much pound of butter costs these days.
That's dead right. It's a sad situation when a pie and a Coke is cheaper than some nice fresh vegetables and meat. You know, the cost of our dairy and lamb and all that has pushed us into the market of sausages and mince.
I know, and how ironic when our country, the economy is the backbone is our dairy industry.
That's
as well,
right.
Isn't it? So
yes.
It is very ironic in that space, and you're right, you know, even just Coke is so much cheaper than buying some milk these days.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, which just doesn't seem right, does it? All right, well, we're going really well here. We've actually only got about 5 or 6 minutes to go. Told you it would go really, really fast. So if we've got anyone out there that's, you know, interested in, like, well, how can I help? How can I be a part of this? You know, maybe it's an opportunity to maybe provide a small investment into the fund or some sort of contribution to the fund. How do they go about doing that?
Well, one thing I would like to say is that the CDF welcomes people from all denominations. We're not just Catholic. Our diocesan community is made up of numerous organisations, groups and individuals, some of whom are Catholic and some of whom are not. We don't inquire as to an investor's religious persuasion,
mm-hmm.
And many of our account holders are not Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who invest with us, and we have people who open accounts with us. So we do have a few products that we offer people.
Mm.
If someone wants to invest, what we do pay interest, but not the interest you'd get at the bank. Although sometimes,
the
difference is not great. So therefore, they donate that sacrificial difference that goes into the fund. So we're not asking people necessarily to give us money, although we would love that if they could, but we appreciate that the reality is people often don't have money they can just give.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them to invest their money and let us have the interest on it so that we can put that into the fund, grow the fund, make the distribution to the bishop, and the money go round keeps on going.
That's a great concept, actually, isn't it? Yeah. So instead of putting a term deposit maybe into a bank and just getting the very small interest rate that you'd get back, that's your contribution that you're making.
That's right. And that's really, it's something that people love to do. They've got a little nest egg. They need it at some point later. They can't afford just to donate it, but they'll give us the interest on it.
Mm-hmm. Or,
you know, we do give them something, but they'll give us that good margin,
mm-hmm.
and the money is guaranteed by the bishop, so it's a risk-free, faith-based investment.
I really love the concept. And you know what it's like when, you know, it's sort of interest, you haven't got it physically, you're not really going to miss it as much, are you? You know, it's sort of like I'm not having to hand over that amount of money that it gains in interest.
That's right.
So it's a great way to actually, yeah, provide some sort of contribution.
Mm. And then we do have our accounts. People can have a savings account with us. They can have an education savings account where they pop money aside every payday or every so often. We find a lot of grandparents do that so that the children, they have, often we have it that they can tap into that when they go to university or turn 18 or some such, that the grandparents decide. We also have a funeral savings account, which is a great product for people wanting to put money aside for a funeral, their own normally, or sometimes people do it even for their children. And that's ring-fenced up to $10,000, so that if you go into residential care, the government can't take that into consideration. So that's a very popular product, and we enjoy, I do the account opening, and I love dealing with the people who are, they come in with their families and having them feel settled afterwards because they've said, well, now I know that's taken care of.
Yeah, we've sort of just recently been going through that with my mum as well. She's just had an apartment at a retirement village and now moved into the rest home care, and we've just finally sold or surrendered the licence to occupy the apartment and got all the paperwork finalised and all the funding's just all been sorted. And she said exactly the same thing. You know, she's now pleased that that's all sorted and we don't have to worry about that going forward.
Mm. Feedback we've had is that our process is very simple, friendly, straightforward, and people love to come in and see us and do the paperwork, and we're happy for them to do that. I absolutely love meeting them and having that feeling of satisfaction for them that that's ticked off and they don't have to worry about it. And that's what we encourage. It's an account about, you know, get this done and then get on with living.
Yeah, and I think they just don't want to be that burden.
That's right.
And it's exactly the words that my mum has always used. Yes. Do you know what? We've only got a minute to go. Told you. It would go
fast.
Really, really fast. So in a minute, just any last minute messages or maybe that website address again?
So as I said, we're based at the Chanel Centre at 51 Grey Street, Hamilton East for now. We'll be moving early next year. We're open 8:30 till 5, so please call in and see us or give us a call on 8566 989. That's 8566 989. Or you can email us at cdf@cdh.org.nz. Or if you want to learn a little bit more before you make contact, you can always go to our website, which is www.cdfhamilton.org.nz, and you can actually submit an inquiry online through the website.
All right.
And we'll come back to you as soon as we receive it.
Hey, that's great. Thank you very much for all those contact details there, Marion. So, look, that's been really sort of invaluable, insightful conversation we've had around the Catholic Development Fund. And I've learnt a lot, and I'm hoping that people are listening to either the show or the podcast will also go away with, actually, I never really thought about that, and just to hear all of those amazing things that you do out there as well. So thank you very much, Mary, for coming in and chatting with me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And that's the end of our show.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.